This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
We are the only theater that we know of in America that still has an operating Thunder Roll, and one of maybe one or two in the world, actually, that still use the Thunder Roll.
That's Cole Marquis, the technical director at Wilmington's historic Thalian Hall Center for the Performing Arts. Cole is also my husband, and he was kind enough to prepare me for the arduous journey to the Thunder Roll in the upper recesses of the theater.
We have to go up. There's three official flights of stairs or floors here at Thalian Hall. And when you get to the third floor, you're at the gallery level, which is the bench seating that's original. And then after that, you have to go up another flight of stairs to the fourth floor, which is where the lighting booth is. And then from there, you have to go up to the attic. You crawl through and walk across the attic and crawl through some holes in the attic and certain weird areas. And then you get to where the Thunder Roll is, which is essentially right over the orchestra pit area of Thalian Hall.
How exactly does it work?
So there's a long trough that goes, it's basically, if you picture a V on its side, so the balls, you have to load them up into the top, and there's a little place where they sit, one ball at a time sits in a little cup there. And as you pull a rope, it pushes it up to trough level and it starts to roll. Now, the trough itself has small ridges that are cut into it all by hand, I'm sure, back in the day. And so as the ball is going down the trough, it kind of bounces on these ridges. And it gets to the end and it drops down and it drops into the lower part of the trough. And then it rolls all the way back to the beginning point. There's four balls in it right now. You'd usually do them a few seconds apart. And it kind of gives this impression of like a coming storm, and then it eventually kind of tails off at the end. And that's how it works. And then we have the rain barrel up there, which you can do at the same time, and a piece of metal that we bang on to give some kind of thunder crack kind of sounds. So
that rain barrel, it sounds like wind and rain.
Yes, and that's original too. That's also from 1858 when the theater opened. And that did not work for a long time, even when I first started working here. Recently, in the last few years, County Commissioner Rob Zappel got it working again and put some gravel in there and put a rope on it. And now it's working just like new, just looks old.
Lots of people ask Thalian Hall's executive director, Tony Rivenbark, for an opportunity to experience the Thunder Roll. And tomorrow, Tony will put the sound in context by performing some Shakespeare.
I'm going to do the storm speech from King Lear.
And while that's happening, the Thunder Roll is going to be happening.
Right, yes, the Thunder Roll will start, and then the rain will start, and then I will start the speech. And that's where, of course, he's wandering onto the, in the fields. He's been, you know, thrown out of everybody's house. Nobody loves him anymore. He's, the egomaniac is now being he's down to the bottom. He's really fallen, he's almost basically a homeless person. And he's railing at the storm and saying, "Go ahead, bring it on. You know, I can't fall any lower. You know, and you can be no more evil than my daughters." So he's calling out the storm and saying, "Go for it."
That was Tony Rivenbark and Cole Marquis from Thalian Hall. Tomorrow's Thunder Roll presentations will last about 30 minutes. Find details and some photos at whqr.org.